Tonight's Girls Softball Recap is brought to you by Brinks Exteriors, roofing contractors that you can trust. We had four area softball teams in action on Tuesday night. We had one of them pick up a victory. We had some other pretty good games on the night, but only one team picked up a win. That was IKM Manning. They got a huge win. They went down to Trainer and rolled. They scored 9 runs in the first inning and really took control of that game. The offense was cruising. They had 7 different players that finished up with a hit, and Keegan Ashide pitched really well for them in the circle. They jumped up on Trainer 9-1 after the first inning, added a run in the second and another run in the third. The defense was fantastic all game long as well, as again, they win that one 11-1 in 4 innings. Anna Stengel went 1-for-1 and scored it twice, also stole a couple of bases. Cadence Ketchum went 1-for-3 with a double and scored a run. Annabelle Bloom was 2-for-2 with a double, had 2 RBI and scored twice. Macy Rasmussen went 1-for-2 with a run scored. Laura McCarvo was 1-for-2 with an RBI. Kaylee Rasmussen went 1-for-3 with an RBI and a run scored. And we mentioned Keegan Ashide pitched well. She went 4 innings, giving up 1 hit. 1 run, it was earned. She struck out 1. The victory for the Wolves moved them to 4-4 on the season. They will be in action on Wednesday as they are going to be heading down to Panorama. Kuemper travels down to Harlan last night. Charlotte Schwabe hit a 3-run home run in the first inning. Addison Schoen added a 2 RBI single in the second, and then Schoen came back with a 2-run home run in the fourth as the Knights offense was cooking early on. They scored 6 runs between the first 2 innings, getting 3 in the first, 3 in the second, got 2 more in the fourth inning. So they had 8 runs. Problem was they found themselves down 14-8. After the fourth inning, Harlan scored a run in the first, got 6 in the second, 7 runs in the third, then added 1 more run in the fourth inning. Now, Kuemper did out hit Harlan 18-13. But Harlan was able to take advantage of some miscues for Kuemper, and they would go on to a 15-10 victory as both of the team's offense kind of slowed down late. Kuemper would get 2 runs in the fifth, but didn't score the rest of the way, and Harlan did not score after that fourth inning, but they do win it by a final of 15-10 for the Knights. Chloe Gatling went 2-for-4 with 2 runs scored. Taylor Heidoff was 2-for-4 with 2 runs scored. Charlotte Schwabe went 3-for-4 with a double, a 3-run home run, 4 RBI and scored 3 times. She also took the loss, going 2 innings, giving up 5 hits and 2 earned runs. She gave up 7 runs, but only 2 of those were earned. Addison Schoen went 3-for-5 with a double, a 2-run home run, drove in 5 runs and scored once. Lauren Gehling was 2-for-4 with an RBI. Ellie Schreck went 2-for-5, and Aubrey Pudens finished the game going at 2-for-4. The loss, though, drops Kuemper to 1-7. They're off now till Thursday night when they are going to be hosting at St. Albert. Exiro Kern-Kimbledon suffers their first loss of the season as Loma had 3 hits in a row, then a sacrifice, then a single. That helped them score 3 runs in the bottom of the 7th inning. They rallied to beat Exiro Kern-Kimbledon Audubon last night by a final of 5-4. The loss will drop the Spartans to 5-1 on the season. Now, the Spartans got off to a pretty good start. Taryn Peterson had a solo home run. That was in the 7th inning, but they did score in the first as it was, again, them jumping up 1-0. They built the 3-0 lead as Riley Miller had an RBI single in the third that scored a run to make it a 3-0. Loma didn't score until the fifth. They got 2 in the fifth, and then Taryn Peterson hit that solo home run in the top of the seventh. That put the Spartans on top 4-2. You would have thought that the game was in control, but again, Loma then rallies with 3 in the bottom of the seventh to give the Spartans their first loss. Now, that Loma team is really good, folks. They're undefeated now, 7-0 on the season, so even though that's a tough loss, it's a loss to a really good ball club. For the Spartans last night, it was Taryn Peterson going 2-for-3 with a solo home run, an RBI, scored twice and stole 2 bases. Anna Larson went 1-for-3 on the night. Riley Miller was 1-for-3 with a 2 RBI. She did take the loss in the circle, going 6 2/3 innings, giving up 8 hits and 5 earned runs. She would strike out 11. Zoe Rasmussen went 2-for-3, and Jordan Mulford was 1-for-3 with a run scored. Our final game, Glenn Ralston played maybe one of their better defensive games of the year, and Jalen Subert was really good in the circle, maybe her best game of the year. The problem was the offense was getting the ball in play, just not finding gaps. Aldo Aurelia scored twice in the first, added three in the third to take a 5-0 lead. The Wildcats would not score until that fourth inning. They got just the one run, but that was all they could muster. So played well, just came up short in that game as Aldo Aurelia picks up the 5-1 victory over the Wildcats. For Glenn Ralston, Jalen Subert went 1-for-3 with a double. She took the loss, going 6 innings, giving up 7 hits and 5 earned runs. She would strike out 6. Kennedy Toft also went 1-for-3 with an RBI. Chloe Peters and Cassidy Wink both finished up 1-for-3. The loss for Glenn Ralston drops them the 3-2 on the year. They're going to be back in action on Thursday night as they are going to be hosting Greene County. If you missed any of the details, they are available down below. I'm Jeff Blankman reporting for the CB Sports Network.